Welcome to Mental Muscles, the podcast that will teach you to train your brain for peak performance. Subscribe now for new episodes every week and get your free digital copy of the Mental Muscles Handbook at mental-muscles.com/ebook.
Cognitive Behavioral Therapy: How to Use CBT to Break Negative Thinking Patterns. Cognitive behavioral therapy is a type of thought therapy that focuses on reframing negative thought patterns, commonly referred to by its abbreviation CBT. This type of therapy challenges you to confront the way you think and behave to determine how it's contributing to your mental health, and to find ways to overcome those thoughts to live a more fruitful and happy life. CBT will have you confront the issues that you are living with, rather than using distractions or finding ways to ignore them. When you get to the root of the issue, you can then deconstruct it and learn ways to cope. You can also learn to reframe your thinking when certain situations arise to deal with them in a healthier way. Cognitive behavioral therapy has been developed through many clinical studies and scientific analyses. It has been proven to be an effective form of therapy for a multitude of mental health struggles, general stress, and negative behavioral patterns. How can you receive CBT? With CBT being such an effective form of psychotherapy, it has become more accessible. You can speak with your primary care physician to get a referral to a psychotherapist or counselor who can walk you through a cognitive behavioral therapy program with you. A primary care physician may also be able to refer you to CBT groups where you can participate in exercises along with other people, under the guidance of a mental health professional. There are also smartphone applications that you can download for free, or at a small cost to you, that will take you through some common practices used in CBT. The methods available to receive CBT will depend on where you live, but there are plenty of options available regardless. Who can benefit from CBT? Cognitive behavioral therapy has been proven to be a successful method of therapy to help people manage a variety of mental illnesses. Some of these mental illnesses include general anxiety disorder, clinical depression, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and more. It has also helped those with addictions and phobias. Typically, this program is completed alongside other tools recommended by a doctor. You do not have to be diagnosed with a mental illness to benefit from CBT. CBT targets a lot of issues that most people can relate to some degree, such as guilt, self-esteem, taking care of yourself, and much more. What types of things can I learn from CBT? Every CBT program will be different depending on where you get it from, but the general concept is the same. It will help you to discover thoughts and behaviors that are getting in the way of your productivity, healing, or general overall happiness. You will be required to be an active participant in the therapy program, which usually consists of some reading or learning, as well as activities that can help you to relate the tools to your own life. You will also learn different techniques that you can use daily to overcome obstacles and manage stressors. The following are some common exercises used in cognitive behavioral therapy that have been proven effective for a variety of mental illnesses, as well as general behavior. Practicing grounding techniques. Before we can approach a problem, we have to be in the right headspace. When things get overwhelming, it's important to practice grounding techniques to relax your body and mind enough to tackle a situation. For example, there are breathing techniques you can practice when your stress or anxiety levels are high and the stress is manifesting physically for you. One such breathing technique is to breathe in while picturing a box, then breathe out while picturing a box. Taking deep breaths while focusing on creating a shape in your mind can relax you. Another example of a grounding technique for when things are overwhelming is the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. Observe the surroundings and acknowledge 5 things you see, 4 things you can feel, three things you can hear, two things you can smell, and one thing you can taste. This helps you become more present in the moment. Practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of taking the time to acknowledge your emotions and thoughts, as well as the sensations that go on in your body. It takes a lot of mental patience and is a skill that must be developed over time. Mindfulness will also help you to learn how your thoughts and feelings affect your physical health and learn new ways to work through these thoughts in order to reduce the effects they have on your overall health. Breaking down a problem. Many of the exercises used in CBT will have you select a particular problem or habit you have and break it down in multiple ways. You will have to dissect that problem and confront how it affects every aspect of your life. You will also discuss how you can overcome that problem in small and manageable steps. It can be difficult to unlearn bad habits or break through negative thoughts and turn them into positive ones. These activities that you do in order to break down your specific struggles will have to be done over and over again for them to work. It's usually recommended to journal or write down these practices until they become mental habits. Learn about cognitive distortions. A cognitive distortion is a thought pattern, belief, or idea that is not based in fact, but rather our emotions or assumptions based on negative experiences or mental illness. Most of us live with these and may not even realize it. CBT will have you learn about the different types of cognitive distortions so you can identify them within your life. You will learn how to pinpoint when your thoughts are becoming cognitive distortions and have the necessary skills and tools to break those thoughts down and overcome the obstacles they put in your way. One example of cognitive distortion is catastrophizing. Catastrophizing is when you are faced with a problem or conflict and automatically assume the worst-case scenario is going to happen. Your thoughts rush to how the issue will ruin your life or bring you grief and devastation. The distortion prevents you with dealing with the problem rationally. Another example of cognitive distortion is personalization. You automatically blame yourself for everything that goes wrong, even if it's something you have no control over. The distortion feeds negative thoughts about yourself, your abilities, and your self-worth. CBT is flexible. Cognitive behavioral therapy can vary depending on who is administering the program, and the mental health professional you work with will tailor it to you and make any necessary changes needed for it to work for you. While it can be scary to ask for help, the benefits that can be seen through giving CBT a chance far outweighs the initial fear it can induce. It will take hard work and effort, and it will cause you to confront many things you have been ignoring for years. It will also require you to do homework outside of the activities you participate in during your sessions. You will have to establish goals and follow the steps necessary to realize your goals. Regardless of whether or not you live with mental illness, you can benefit from CBT and its scientifically proven methods.
Thank you for listening to Mental Muscles. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it with others and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes like this. If you want to learn more tips and ideas to train your brain for peak performance, head over to mental-muscles.com. Thanks again, and see you in the next one.